CJWW is ready to cheer on the University of Saskatchewan Huskies at the U Sports Women's Hockey Championship. This is Inside the Pack with Jackson Emery.
Back on Huskies Inside the Pack, today I'm joined with fifth-year defenseman Isabella Posey. First off, Isabella, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Overall, just how has the season gone for you this year?
Good. I think, especially like the second half after Christmas, we had a really good start. And I think we've just come a long way since September, and it's good that we're building momentum now because it's going to really help us going into playoffs in the next couple weeks and then obviously Nationals in March. So if we can just keep building on that momentum, it's going to be huge for us.
Oh, 100%. Starting off, we'll go all the way back to minor hockey, and you come from Calgary. Is that where you played your minor hockey?
Yeah, I played up until, I guess, my second year midget. I played in through Calgary. Girls Hockey Calgary is the association, and then I played for the Rocky Mountain Raiders for my last 2 years of midget before coming here. So, and I played girls hockey my whole way through, like starting in novice. I think my second year novice was my first year of hockey, and then, yeah, just all the way through. So.
And growing up, right now you're a defenseman. Were you always a defenseman, or did you kind of bounce around a little bit like some players tend to do, or sometimes day one defenseman, you know, all the way to the end?
Yeah, I think as long as I can remember, I've been defense. I know like when you're younger, you get kind of bounced around, and I knew right away that I didn't want to be goalie. So defense was, I think, as long as I can remember, the first one that I liked, and I stuck with it. So.
Mom or dad play hockey, or do you have any older, younger siblings that maybe played hockey?
Well, my dad plays beer league hockey, so that's about it. And no, my sister, she was always into dance and soccer, so she never played. But my cousins, three out of my four cousins played hockey, and then my cousin on my dad's side played hockey as well. So there is a lot of influence from them. But yeah, in terms of my own family, I guess I'm kind of the only one.
So in a way, maybe some bragging rights in your own household as the best hockey player?
Yeah, I guess I could. It's get me versus my dad, so I'll take those bragging rights any day.
Obviously, coming from Calgary, going to school here in Saskatoon, you are in your fifth year, so you've had a lot of time to adjust and get used to the life of school and hockey. But even still, there's times that it's tough. How was that transition, and has it improved into your fifth year?
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning, like, I'm the type of person who likes being busy, I guess. Like, I like to have a lot on my plate, so for me, it wasn't too bad of a transition. And, like, after last year, I was in my last year of my kin degree, so it was kind of a chill year. But this year, since I'm in a business certificate, it's mostly, like, first and second year classes, so it's definitely picked up a little bit. So I guess there's been a little bit more of an adjustment this year because there's been more work. Compared to last year, it was kind of an easy, like, last year my degree kind of thing. But, yeah, I guess moving, like, high school to university, like, things were always pretty busy in high school, too. So, for me, the transition was kind of pretty seamless, I'd say.
So, you mentioned you're taking a business certificate right now. And then before, I guess, what did you come to school to go for? I know with COVID and everything kind of throws a kink into everything. So, what did you come to school to take?
I came for my kinesiology degree, my exercise and sports studies, and then I minored in biological sciences, and I actually didn't know about the business certificate until last year, so that was kind of something that came up, and it's only a year, so it really worked out with my schedule and like my plans to come back for my last year, so yeah.
Do you anticipate using that business certificate for anything into the future?
Yeah, I think like ideally I guess future career would be to like own my own clinic. So having that business side of things, like I'd never taken any business classes before. So it's definitely been different learning, but it's good. And I'm happy that I'm taking it because I think I'll be able to really use it in my future career anyways. So
now to play on the ice, such a fun defenseman to watch if anyone has seen a Husky game live. Is there anyone that you try to model your game after, whether it's a professional women hockey player or someone in the NHL, someone that you try to model that game after?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more recently, like Cale Makar, he's from Calgary too. So like growing up, like watching him, and then when he made it to the NHL, like it was just so cool to watch just how he's like kind of changed and like be like being an offensive defenseman and how he really like brings that into his game and helps his team. So for me, like, he's one of my biggest role models, and just I like to watch him and just how well he skates and can move the puck and shoot the puck. So that's kind of something that I like to model myself after and like try and implement what he's doing into my game as well. So
do you have a favorite team that you root for, or even maybe growing up root for if you don't anymore?
The Flames, still the Flames, even though they've had a tough couple of years, but hometown team, and yeah, always the Flames. So hopefully things can turn around the next couple of years, but
fingers crossed always. Maybe not a thought for anyone right now with Nationals, you know, still got a bit of the regular season, and then playoffs are number one priority still. But what does it mean to have this opportunity? There's a chunk of girls on this team that have had the opportunity to play at Nationals already, but now it's at home, it's on your home ice, your home crowd. What does it mean to have that opportunity, especially going into your final year?
Yeah, well, I mean, coming into my first year, like Steve always said, like, the goal one day is to host Nationals, and like myself and I imagine the other girls my age group, like, we were just hoping that we'd be able to be here long enough, or it would be able to come to us quick enough that we could experience that. And just like a couple years ago when we went to PEI, the whole time I was just thinking this would be so cool in Saskatoon, and like I would want nothing more than to host in our facility and our town or our city. But yeah, no, it's just really special, and to be able to experience it after my 5, I guess 6 years now on the team, like, just a great way to end my university career, I would say. But I don't want it to come to an end, but I'm excited for it, and it's just going to be really special, I think, especially for those who have, like, since we've been here in our first year, the other girls in my age group, just always been told that it was coming, and now to finally be able to experience it will be really awesome.
Yeah. And on that note, in your last year of hockey, is that something that is thought about frequently, or is it something that you try not to think about, just try to enjoy, you know, every game, every practice as it's still here? And maybe what's the future looking like for hockey after university?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I haven't really started to think about it until after this past weekend when I realized we only have 4 regular season games left. But I guess, yeah, just enjoying every moment of it and just kind of taking in those moments with the team, like on the ice, off the ice, in practice, in games, on road trips, just enjoying the moment and not thinking too far ahead. But ideally, yeah, I would like to keep playing after university. I mean, ultimately that would be one of my goals, but I guess it's just something that I haven't really thought about, because right now I'm just kind of focused on the now, and we'll cross that bridge when we get there, kind of thing.
Obviously Nationals here, but every home game that anyone attends, there's so many young female hockey players in attendance. They look up to all of you on the team, they idolize you. You guys are, you know, the NHL, the women hockey professionals to them. They get to meet you afterwards, come for a skate, you help with the comments on the ice with practice. What does it mean being able to be in that kind of, you know, looking up to role, and now you get to take it a step further on the national stage where there's a little more attention, especially on the home team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think like just being able to give back is just super important. It means a lot to me, because when I was growing up, there were some opportunities, but obviously girls hockey I don't think was as big like when I was growing up and moving through. And so now that there's so many girls for those younger athletes to look up to, and just being able to be a role model for them is just means a lot to me, and it just excites me that I can be in that position and kind of show them where they can go with hockey if they choose to continue as they get older. And especially here in Saskatoon, like, we get so many Comet teams out to our games, so I think Nationals for them will probably just be just as exciting for them as it is for us. Just I feel like when they come to the games, they're almost as fired up, if not more, than we are when they come in after. So yeah, just for them to be able to experience it, I think I'm just as excited for them as I am for our team.
And it's going to be so fun once that finally arrives, but still lots of work to get there. Regular season, playoffs. It's been such a good season so far. Good luck the rest of the way, and thank you so much, Isabella, for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Hear the whole interview at cjwwradio.com.